Okay, so most times we just come in here and talk about stuff, and I don't know, sometimes people bring food, which is amazing. We do some shots of the food. I like food. Everybody likes food. Free food's even better. Today we're actually going to play some cards, which is awesome, and it's an adult game of cards, which makes me even more excited. I'm not a creep, but sometimes I play one on TV or on radio. So with me here is Tim Swindle, the founder of Utter Nonsense, which, by the way, is my favorite name of a game, Utter Nonsense. I'm Utter Nonsense. I'm Scott Catoon, and this is Technori Live. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
I don't even know where to start with this. You're my first game.
non-tech business.
What do they call it? Is it a technician? Is that what they call the guys who cheat in cards? It's a technician, tactician? I don't know. So we're getting, it's techie. There's a tech in there somewhere.
Sure. This could be turned into an app one day, so maybe
should be an app.
Yeah. Ooh. Right now we're just a tabletop game, but
it's going to be the next.
Going digital.
Coming soon. We're
going
to be on the new iPad Pro coming soon.
Yeah.
Now I work for your company somehow. the mouse in my pocket. Me and the mouse in my pocket are going to be coming up with an app. Tell me a little bit about Utter Nonsense and how it came to be and what it is, and then we are actually going to play the game.
Okay.
So we'll get right to that.
Great. Yeah. So, my buddy and I, who both have, full-time jobs, we were having a drink on New Year's Day of January 2014 at a bar up in Lakeview, and we had played Cards Against Humanity, which is a game that, I think most people know, and we had a lot of fun with it, and we were like, it'd be really cool to come up with a concept like that, and had that kind of eureka moment that we had been playing a game very just with, friends up at lake houses that we would just take a piece of paper and write some things down, and anyway, the genesis was there to maybe take that and turn it into an actual business.
Yeah.
So we said, let's do it. So we set out from that day forward, and over the next 6 months, we developed the brand, developed all the content, eventually launched on Kickstarter in August of that year, and we were funded, and it was just kind
How much did you guys raise on Kickstarter?
A little over 16K, so it wasn't anything crazy, but it got us to where we needed to.
Cards and they got 16K.
Yeah, exactly. And we were off and running. We were official business at that point.
That's awesome.
And what was interesting, though, that we didn't expect was that the day we were funded, there's a company here based out of Chicago called Marbles the Brain Store. It's a really cool kind of specialty retail, company. And they were like, hey, we heard about this game that was just launched, and we'd love to carry you. And we're like, wow, well, that's really cool. Okay,
this is easy.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And giving you a time frame here, August 2014, we got funded. November, actually, the cards are produced and in the market. Well, January, the buyer from Target called me and was like, hey, we heard about this game. We'd love to carry you in all our stores, across the country, 1,800 stores. And I was like, "You've got to be kidding me!" Now
this is works for everybody,
right?
Everybody
exactly. No,
I mean, like,
I'm an entrepreneur outside of this, and I'm telling you, it does not work like this.
Side note: people make fun about this. I've never in my whole life. It's a thing now. I've never been inside of a Target.
Is that right?
This is correct.
Wow.
Multiple people have tried and so far have failed. There's no reason. It's just right now for whatever reason. Although if it's the only place that sells any nonsense, I guess.
I feel like there's kind of like a cult following with Target people.
That's
like, it's almost like how I feel like go to Whole Foods and you can't walk out of there with like much more than you. People say the same thing about Target. It's like I went in there to get
a tech show and I've never seen Star Wars.
That's crazy.
Another thing. It got to a point where I was like, well, I mean, now I'm in. Like, I haven't seen it yet. I
right. Now it's almost just, it's personal. Yeah. You're
well, it's a vendetta now.
Right.
Now it's like, no, you Star Wars Target people, you guys stay in your corner. I got my corner. I just lost half my following.
I could say the same thing for what's the bar at North Avenue Beach? It's like up top. God, I'm forgetting the name of it, but it's like if you go to North Avenue Beach, there's like a bar right there. And
you've never been there.
And I'm from Chicago, and everyone, it's like, how have you never been? Castaways, that's what
it's
called.
Oh, yeah, I've never been there either, so we're good. But now I'm 32, so we won't ever go.
All right,
over. But anyway, sorry. So
Target called, and we're like, we want to carry your game. So, this is, last year, January 2015. Eventually, they placed an order, and we were in all of their stores by about August time frame. And it's just kind of been off and running since then. Got picked up by Barnes & Noble. All their stores across the country are carrying it. Amazon, obviously, that's a little bit an easier one because it's a digital, aspect. It's not like you're getting distribution across all of their stores. And then, just every major retailer,
just
I think, has
just off with drones all over the country.
right.
No big deal.
And going international this year as well to all the English-speaking countries like Australia, New Zealand, UK, Hong Kong. So,
well, I can tell you, I mean, look at the branding. Was this the original packaging inside?
No, no. So Utter Nonsense was original. A lot about this was, but we did a little bit of a refresh after the initial Kickstarter. And there's a kind of a reveal here, which I'll just describe on the because, you know, obviously we're not able to show this. But so our mascot essentially are shirt cockers. And it's these, there's a big element of the game of like juxtaposition, things that don't really go well with each other. So let me just maybe describe the concept of the game for a second. So the way it works is you have two sets of cards. You have accents and you have phrases. An accent could be something like whisper, pirate, redneck, and then everybody has a series of phrases in their hand, and you flip over a accent card, and you have to say that in you say a phrase in that accent, and there's one person's a judge that just picks the person they like the best for whatever reason, because you bombed it, you crushed it, whatever. And that's it. I mean, the idea obviously is stupid.
This is great. Let's play. We've got cards here. Let's play.
Okay. Okay.
And you're obviously a very good side reader because my accent is whisper. Shall I go first? So here's the gist. I can read the cards here and I have to read it in whatever the accent is.
Yeah. Just pick one. So that you'd have seven in your hand typically, and you would just go through them. Say this one would be really good for a a whisper accent.
Okay. So we're going with whisper because it's here.
I went to let the dog out and ended up crop dusting for 3.5 straight miles.
I love it. I could totally. Oh my God, pirates next. You're up.
So you want me to do pirate?
I got pirate on here. I don't know how this works.
Typically, we would have to have a judge in here. So at least three people, and then I would do the whisper also, and the judge would be like, I liked yours the best or whatever.
You do whatever one you want.
So, all right. Well, I'll just do the pirate one and I'll pick one here. Arr, back in my day, a selfie meant beating your own meat.
Fantastic. The judge has ruled that one is absolutely the win. Oh, yeah, stoner's next. Let's see, we got to have a good one here. I mean, this is almost tailor-made. Donna nodded off in a tanning booth, dude, and her... Oh, I can't even say this on the radio. Cooch came out red as a lobster, bro. Absolutely fantastic. Oh, my God. I want to play this game all day. Oh, the next one is even better, but I cannot read that one on the radio.
Yeah, so it is. It's an edgy game.
This is
meant
fantastic.
To be having a, typically you're sitting around with friends, having a couple cocktails, and just something to get a few laughs for a half hour while you're passing the time.
Dude, I'm playing this game.
Well, I brought this. This is for you, so you can have it.
I don't have to go to Target now.
No, you don't have to go to Target and, get hand-delivered.
Wow. I'm serious, man. I'm not even kidding. This is fantastic. I looked your stuff up before I had you on. I was like, this sounds awesome. I saw, dirty games. I was like, done.
Yeah.
I didn't even read past the, third sentence of the website. It says dirty games. Yeah, obviously. I drink. I play games. Yeah.
Right. You're our Target audience, to be honest with you.
I am quite literally your Target audience.
Yes. This is, exactly.
Wow. Tim, awesome. Where do people go to find out and follow more about this stuff?
Sure. So, I mean, we're on all, different social media platforms. UtterNonsenseGame.com is our website.
Yep.
We're also, as you mentioned, at Target, Barnes & Noble, Marbles, Amazon. So pretty much most major retailers across the country, you can find it.
Post all kinds of random phrases and things on as your social media? Like, do you post out like random?
Yeah, we do.
It would be an obvious one to be able to share. Like, people should, in my opinion, people should Facebook Live while they're playing this. Just the problem is blurring your face out because you're going to say something.
It's funny you bring that up. Yeah. So just hired a new marketing person who's helping us out. And that was one of her suggestions was to kind of introduce the Facebook Live concept because it does. It has a really good kind of community engagement element to it where
maybe
people can kind of post their own. And
is that people like myself, I obviously act completely reckless with the exception of when I'm out in public. And so, that's debatable. Depends on who you ask. Point is, I don't want it on video.
Yeah.
If you guys created Facebook groups locally and had sort of chapters, I think that can be pretty cool. That way it's closed group. The videos and things stay within the group. You can't.
Yeah.
Not being shared out.
Yeah. That's something I have not thought of, but that's great. I mean, that's something we're focusing on now is trying to, bump up the marketing and,
I feel like this is one of those things where if you could get, I know for a fact, that you could probably take this and create groups privately at their universities, and those people would actually go drinking and play this game at a bar and meet total strangers and play.
No, it's a great icebreaker. That's a really good idea.
This is how every first date for me will start for me. All set. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming in studio.
Thank you for having me.
Utter nonsense. I can't wait to play this weekend. Oh my God. This is great. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you.
The official June theme has been announced, Sizzling Summer Tech. So make sure that you, if you've got great summer app ideas, make sure you submit your showcase application on technori.com. And you can watch this episode and more on Advisor TV, stream us on the WGN Plus app, or download each episode on iTunes. And please stay connected by following us at Technori and follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.